Welcome back. Veteran Lumber to Prosperity is all about moving forward, and onward to whatever path you decide to choose. And Frank Sinclair, welcome to our virtual studio today. Thank you for being here.
Well, Anna Marie, I am honored to be on with you. Thank you.
You know, your job, just like was said a few minutes ago, is so important to this community. It's almost, there's no word to describe the importance of what it is that you do. Now that I've built that up, let's tell the audience what it is you do.
Well, I'm the Chief Encouragement Officer for Dream Again Business Consulting. And just to lay it out, we are all about removing barriers to business, barriers to movement, and barriers to growth. And the number one barrier that most people encounter is what they look in the mirror at every morning. So we want to make sure that we clear the path so that you have the right mindset. You're encouraged and empowered to be the very best that you can be in life, and your business will follow suit, or your life pursuits will follow suit as well.
Wow. So I always end the show with be the best you can be. So this really follows suit with what it is that you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Because here's the problem. People want to become the best person or the best human that they can be in life, but they have absolutely no idea where that leads. And here's really the foundational problem. They don't even know who they are. So having the courage to explore your life, we tell people if you have the courage to explore, your story will always lead to your purpose. So we explore your story, uncover who you are as a human and the place that you were created to be on earth.
Wow. But you know, in the military, we're told where to stand, where to go, how to do what we do. But then we're kind of left to our own devices when we put our boots away and hang up our uniform for the last time. So what do we do?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, we do. I spent 8 years in the Air Force myself. I was a tech sergeant in the Air Force. I unceremoniously sabotaged my Air Force career. My intention was to do 30 years because I didn't know who Frank Sinclair was. So at 26 years of age, I ended up being told that I couldn't stay in the military any longer, which led to some incredible alcoholism and other things in my life. And I ended up as a homeless guy here on the streets of Colorado Springs, which a lot of my comrades do as well. So not knowing who you are, first of all, creates a lot of space in knowing where you're going to go. How do you know where to go when you don't know who you are? Your entire identity is tied to the last 8 years. I went in as an 18-year-old and that was my identity, was the military. So what do I do now? No self-esteem, no self-awareness, and no ability to be able to figure that out.
You know, it was just recent that it was brought to my attention that a scenario such as this takes place, because if you're going in straight from high school and you're going active, right?
Mm-hmm.
That becomes your identity.
Yep.
But in no way are you taught how to negotiate a lease for an apartment, how to buy a car, how to even write a check,
right?
How to manage your finances, because when you're in the military and you're active, hey, that check just keeps on coming into the bank.
Yeah, you make all these payments through automatic pay and they just pull it out of your check, everything, and you live on what's left, and that's the way it goes. And this was 1983, so it's not as though all of the automatic pay things and debit cards and cell phones and technology were at my beck and call or exposure. And those things were not there. So I should have had to go try to find a phone booth to call someone, and et cetera. So anyway, it was quite different. And the challenge is still there for our military members today. We still have an excruciating amount of military people living on the streets today. We have a lot of them that are stuck in abuse, addictive situations, and et cetera. And we're not knocking the military. The training is exactly what we need to have to accomplish the mission. But you suddenly have a mission that's so much bigger than you, and now you're in a, oh my, this doesn't feel bigger than me.
Right? You know what? I should probably name this episode Mission You Possible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So we're going to continue this episode after these messages.